Science Explorer. Unit 1. Is red a stimulating color? Reading. From an ethno-linguistic point of view, the color red is one of the four basic colors in Japan, the others being blue, white, and black. Although black and white are generally not considered to be colors, the Japanese language includes them in this category. These four colors share a special Japanese grammar rule. By adding the suffix e to the noun form of these colors, the nouns become adjectives. This rule does not apply to other colors. Red is a significant color in many ways. Red appeals to human emotion and conveys an image of passion and excitement. Red can even help people feel more positive. It also can make time appear to move more quickly. It is also said that red can even affect humans psychosomatically. Some experiments have shown that when humans are overexposed to the color red, their perception of temperature will rise by 1 to 4 degrees. This results from the color stimulating the sympathetic nervous system, leading to active blood circulation and strong pulsation. The power that red has over the human body isn't lost on advertisers. For example, McDonald's uses red liberally in the interior of its restaurants, the packaging of its goods, and on its website. The Coca-Cola company has also capitalized on red. The company chose red for the packaging and advertising of its product because it represents the company's principle of spreading an image of enjoyment and excitement. Incidentally, the Coca-Cola company was the first company to dress Santa Claus in red clothes in their advertisements, which helped popularize the image of a red-garbed Santa Claus around the world. It doesn't hurt that his white beard provides a good contrast with the red clothes. One may draw the conclusion that bulls react strongly to the color red as humans do, as seen in bullfighting in Spain. However, it only seems that the red cape is attracting the bull. In fact, the animal cannot recognize the color, or any color for that matter. Only humans and other primates such as monkeys can see colors. The bull does not react to the bright red cape, but instead to its quick movements in the hands of the matador. If the cloth is not moved, the bull will not charge. It makes sense, then, that any color could be used for the cape in bullfighting. However, only red excites and evokes images of fighting. The entire display is arranged for the sake of the human audience. Therefore, it is not the bull, but the matador and spectators that are excited by the red cape as it is waved wildly in front of the beast. Summary listening. Red, one of the major colors, has a great psychological effect on human beings. Therefore, this color is used for many advertisements. In the same way, people tend to think that in bullfighting, red stimulates the bull. As a result, the bull tries to attack the matador. However, the same is not true of animals. Generally speaking, animals have poor eyesight. The bull is no exception. In short, bulls cannot see the color red well. The truth is, the bull reacts to the movement of the cape. We can safely conclude that it is not the bright color of the cape, but its dynamic movement that agitates the bull.